right now on Life. Are we ever enjoying the new one from Colton Dixon? We enjoy all his music, but Up and Up is really awesome, and Colton Dixon's with us this morning. Good morning, Colton.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Tell us about Up and Up, because it is a very encouraging song. It's based on Jeremiah 29:11, so tell us a little bit about it.
That's exactly right. Man, Jeremiah 29:11 is one of my favorites. It has been for a long time, and I often write songs for myself, reminders, to me as I'm, going through various seasons. I have these little nuggets, that I can pull from. But Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So, there have been many times in my life where I needed that reminder that as I was making a decision or trying to figure out which direction to go, I know that God has got really good plans for me. I believe He's got good plans for all of us as well. So it's our job and our responsibility to trust Him in that.
Wow.
So this song is exactly that. And we have a lot of fun as well as we remind ourselves that God's plans are up and up.
Yeah, like we get knocked down a few times and then another time, and it's easy to get, exasperated or just to give
dejected.
Up.
Yeah.
You give up.
That's right. Yeah, stay in the fight. Don't give up.
That's right.
Keep fighting, but also just know that you're fighting for something so much better than you could even imagine.
Mm.
Now, you've done a little bit of touring, and I never thought I'd see your name beside Skillet. I mean, how is that? And Ann Wilson, I mean, for
yes.
that matter. How was that?
Man, it's been such a blast. We're on our last weekend here of Winter Jam, and just absolutely love the Skillet crew. We've gotten to tour with them before, and top to bottom, really, really enjoy those guys. It's been fun this tour, getting to share the stage with them, actually. I've gotten to sing a song with them during their set, and we borrowed Seth Morrison, their guitar player, during one of our songs called The Devil's a Liar. So we brought a little bit of rock and roll to our set as well, which was fun. It did my, 16, 17-year-old heart good.
Right?
And,
yes.
But yeah, man, it's been a really fun touring season. Everyone out here on Winter Jam has just been an absolute joy.
Well, you're checking so many things off. I mean, and now you also have a song that was in a movie. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So, more than a year ago, we wrote a couple songs, Up and Up being one of them, and another one being called The Rest of My Life. And I wasn't quite sure where Rest of My Life was going to fit. But I knew the importance that people needed to hear the song. I just didn't know how. Again, trusting in God's plan. And lo and behold, we get a call from Angel Studios. They somehow heard the demo of this song, and they wanted to use it in one of their upcoming movies called Sight. And after seeing the film, I understood why they wanted this song. It's about trusting. It's about trusting in God, even when you can't see it. Taking that pledge. Personally, it was the story of when I came to know the Lord.
Mm.
Kind of that outward declaration of, all right, from this point forward, life is going to be different. For the rest of my life, it's going to be different, in the best way.
Yeah.
So that was a super cool opportunity. Got to go to the premiere, meet the actors, and meet the gentleman, the doctor who the film was based around. Just an extraordinary gentleman. If you've not seen the movie, I highly recommend it.
Another unusual use for one of your songs, Build a Boat, was with Mercy Ships. I mean, that kind of made sense there.
Yeah, totally. It's funny. We wrote that song, and it was kind of doing its thing at radio, and we were like, man, we really need to find something to partner with. Just to, we're firm believers in that. Like, we're all in this together, kingdom-minded people. So when we get some love, we want to share the love as well. And so we were trying to figure out the best, nonprofit or best organization to give back to. And Mercy Ships was like the first one. It's like, well, is this too obvious?
I know, it's pretty spot on.
But man, it worked out perfect, so I'm glad we were able to do that.
The song is called Up and Up by Colton Dixon, and he's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Colton. Maybe we'll see you up in Canada soon.
Yes, man, I would love to come back. It's been a few years.